Northlake's endocrinology. This is Gina.
Oh, hello, Dina. At last I've got through to you. I've been trying for 3 days.
Sorry?
I've been trying to get through to you for 3 days.
Yes, we've had some issues with our phone, even as recently as about half an hour ago as well. So sorry about that.
Okay.
The new phone system, so still working out the kinks, I think.
Right. Well, my doctor's sent a referral through for my dad to come and see the specialist. Mm-hmm. Now, do I need to wait for this National Diabetes Scheme? Do I need to wait until we get this number from them? Because I applied 2 weeks ago for this, for the National Diabetes Scheme. But they said I've got to wait to get a number, and I haven't got it yet.
Okay.
Do you need that number for my dad to come up and see Kelly?
Shouldn't do, no. So you can still see the endocrinologist outside of what's happening with the NDSS. So
yep.
I can check and see if the referral has been received, if you like, and see where
it's up to. Yeah, you've received it because I've had two messages.
You got two? Okay. So are you wanting to book an appointment?
Yeah, now I was told it'd be $390, but then he'll get something back from Medicare.
Yes, that's right.
Right. When can I get him in then?
So I would have to have a... Mm-hmm.
He's only got one disc left on his arm. We need to get him some more. You know, the testing discs?
Yes.
And I can't get them until he's seen the specialist and I've got this NDSS number.
Yes, that's right. So... okay, we just need to start with his name and I can pull the referral out and see what we can do for you and have a look at some appointments. So what was your dad's name?
It's Philip Carr.
Okay, and his date of birth?
05/02/1942.
Okay. And it was Kelly, wasn't it, the doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind holding while I just have a look into that?
No, that's fine.
Great, thank you.
The phones have been down. They've only started working about half an hour. Ideally, if I could take you today, I'd walk down to the salon, get Ellie's car. The studio seeing her Thursday and Friday, but if I get it off to her, I can take you after that. I'll make Ellie's car again. Glad I'm driving in him again. Thank you.
checking out your referral.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for waiting. I'm sorry to keep you. So
that's
I'm having
right.
a look at the referral here. And
yeah.
she has triaged it as non-urgent, which would usually be... Sorry, I'm just checking the time frame. Which is usually 4 to 6 months. But given the situation, I can book him into the next available, and I'll put a note in for the doctor as to why I've done that. But the next available is the 10th of March at 1:30. And I can put him on the wait list. If someone cancels, we can give you a call.
Is that the earliest you've got?
That's the very next available I have. So she's actually triaged as non-urgent, which means I'm not supposed to book it until 4 to 6 months. But she does have that availability. And
yeah, no, but what I'm saying is he's only got one of these discs. He's only got one disc left. You know, the discs for testing his sugar.
Yes, I understand.
He's going to have to go back to pricking his finger. It's just inconvenient.
Yes, if you don't have the finance, if he doesn't have the finances covered, then yes, the fingerprint would be the next step until the appointment comes along. But we can put you on the wait list. If someone cancels, we can give you a call to come in.
Is there an appointment sooner with somebody different?
So...
Is there anybody available for like this week or next week or week
no,
after with somebody
definitely
different?
Definitely not the rest of the year. We're all not booking in, all the doctors pretty much are booking into February, March. One of the doctors, I think she may have something a few weeks earlier, but she's not here all of December, so we wouldn't even be able to ask her until she gets back in January. So we could book it in for this appointment. We can see how we go over the next week and a half with cancellations.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you can call when we come back the week of the 8th of January and we can look at giving the referral to another doctor that has availability then. Just so that you've secured an appointment, because I wouldn't want to put it into re-triage and not book anything for you.
Yeah, I just need something as soon as possible because, like, these discs are $120 each.
I know, yeah. They are a bit expensive, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, the unfortunately, we just don't have any appointments this year. We do close for 2 weeks. One of the other endocrinologists is off all of December and a week or two in January. So... I know that it's an NDSS criteria for the endocrinologist to sign off on it, which is very unfortunate. So I'm not sure if maybe a diabetes educator could assist with any additional ways to get the disc. I'm not sure.
And where are they?
Sorry?
Where are they based?
Diabetes educators?
Yeah.
So they're all over. We have one that works here, but she's only part-time. She's not here super frequently. so a lot of different diabetes clinics or some GP surgeries will have diabetes educators come in. They're basically a nurse that just specialises in diabetes and knows a lot of the ins and outs about, you know, getting the products that you need.
So I could try to find a diabetic educator or a diabetic nurse.
Yes, they may be able to help you, but you could at least get in touch with one. I can give you the email address for our nurse that works here, and you can ask the question. Just let her know the situation, tell her you've got the appointment booked. She knows this doctor. Tell her that you've got the appointment booked, and then she can let you know whether there's anything she can do or not, or whether there's any other options for you. Okay, let me just find her card just a second. Sorry, I'll just have to grab one. Do you mind holding again?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Let the guy cancellation. Give me another one
down. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, have you got a pen?
I'll just get one. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an endocrinologist.
I'm not sure. I believe it does. I believe they do have to sign off on it, but I'm not sure if maybe they... I'm not sure if maybe they have other avenues like compassionate, what are they called, compassionate, like some of these pharmaceutical companies and device companies will do compassionate, you know, they'll give you some things if you're in hardship or things like that. So I'm not really sure with your situation with the reader. That's why it's best just to talk to Kerry, because if there is some other way around, they may say, here, contact this company directly or something like that. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But at least it's another thing to try in the meantime.
Yeah, because the NDSS lady said to me, ring an endocrinologist or an educator or something else.
She did say an educator?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Well, yes, email this educator, the one that works here.
Yeah.
So she just comes in and works on her own a couple of times a week. So her name is Kerry.
Kerry, yeah.
Okay. And she's very happy to hear from patients. So if you send her an email and just ask the question, she'll be able to let you know. She'll just know off the top of her head. So I'm just not very familiar with those products. So it's Kerry, so her email address?
Yeah.
Is Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
L-E-E.
Yeah.
P for Peter.
Yeah.
O R T for Tom.
Yeah.
E R.
Porter. Kerry Lee Porter.
That's
yeah.
It, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. That's okay.
Thank
so
you
see
very
how
much,
you go, then. But I will book this appointment in for you on the 10th of March. So I will put you on the wait list as well so that we can give you a call if there's any cancellations in the meantime. And I do need to tell you the fees as well.
So what, sorry?
The fees.
Oh, yeah, I've already been told $390 or $490.
Yes, that's right. So you'll also receive a text message a few days prior to the appointment that we'll just need you to respond to so that we know that you'll be coming.
Right.
Okay.
That's all. And if not, if I find something else in the meantime, I'll ring you back and cancel.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you so much.
So what time would it be on the 10th of March?
So it's 1:30.
1:30. What day is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, thank you.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.